Hey, Jessica, you lived in Spain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Believe it or not, I'm going to Spain this summer.
Are you really?
Yeah. On my way home, I decided to stop over in Europe.
Really?
So I plan to spend about 10 days in Spain.
Oh, cool. Very
so
cool.
What do you recommend I do?
Okay, well, I lived in Madrid, so I'm a little bit partial to that city. It's a really, really nice time. When are you going?
I should get there mid-August.
Okay, then stay away from Madrid because it's too hot. It's about like 40, 45 degrees Celsius, so it's really, really
ooh,
hot.
Ooh, yeah.
So the south is really extremely warm as well. But the north and the east coast is really nice because they have a lot of really nice beaches. And Barcelona is really beautiful. It's a really great place. They have this cathedral there by Gaudi, which is incredible. It's incredible. Valencia is really cool. It's a very nice place to go. They have a really nice beach and a really nice downtown city. The southern coast is really nice. But it's incredibly hot, like I said. So you would definitely have to take advantage of the siesta and sleep, you know, through the majority of the day and then stay up late at night and so you wouldn't burn outside, basically. So sleep away the warmest part of the day. But
okay. Now, if I can go to one country around Spain, Morocco, Portugal, or France, which one would you recommend?
I would say Morocco is definitely the most different. It's definitely the most unique. Portugal is very similar to Spain. And France is, of course, France. So I would probably go to France. But if you want something very exotic and different, Morocco is definitely the place to go.
Okay. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.